This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, now talking with St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. Coach, we don't talk very often after a loss, but that was quite a game on Friday night. And I remember last week you were talking about how Needham was ready to challenge for that D1 championship.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on again, Rick. Yeah, it was everything we expected from our opponent. Very, very good team. Very senior-laden and played like that. Their running back and linebacker, Aiden Williams, was the best player on the field. And, you know, they really owed him offensively, and he made a lot of plays defensively as well. So our kids fought really hard. It just, you know, we got beat by a better team that night.
Coach, it came right down to the end, too. It looked at the end there as though you guys were going to punch it in and maybe tie the game up. But they came up with a big play. And I guess, are they mostly a run team?
Yeah, they're a run-heavy team.
All right. So in those conditions, that gave them a little bit of an advantage?
Yeah, I mean, both teams have to play, and we can run the ball, too.
Mm-hmm.
We ran for more yards than they did.
Oh, okay.
But it did affect. Obviously, we couldn't throw the ball the way we expect to and usually do, which definitely helped them. But that's not. Those are excuses. Both teams have to play in it, and they played a little bit better than we did. I thought our kids fought. We were down 22-7 at half and wasn't looking great. We had a couple big plays go against us, special teams, which usually is very strong for us, the punt team. We had a couple issues there that really kind of put us behind the eight ball, but to the kids' credit, kept fighting and had the ball at their 8-yard line, I believe, with 3 minutes to go, with a chance to tie it up. So we had a chance.
Coach, one thing I like about talking to high school coaches is most often, despite the game that their team may have played, win, lose, or draw, they always seem to point out or at least recognize the efforts of the other kids and the other coaches. And I think, is that something that permeates throughout all levels of sport? Well, you've played all the levels. Do you see that when rivals sort of not only respect each other but kind of say, you know, I like the way that guy played?
I would like to think so. I don't know if that's the case all the time, but it certainly is with us. We see the best teams around. So if a team's that good and they have good players like that, I'm certainly going to point that out, because it wasn't a case where, like, we didn't show up or we played really, really poorly. They played really well. They're a really good team, well coached, and we came up a little short. It was highly competitive. But their kid, number 5, Aiden Williams, he was a great player, and he was the best player on the field.
Yeah, big write-up in the Globe on that. Well, Coach, the big game this week, it ain't over yet, and you play the other team that's going to be in the D1 Super Bowl. So tell me about this week and what it's going to be like in terms of preparing, maybe celebrating with the kids and that kind of thing.
It's hard. I'm not going to lie. This is a hard week. It's hard in a lot of ways. Even when you win, then you go in the Super Bowl, because then you're worried about guys getting dinged up in a game that essentially doesn't mean anything towards standings or playoff seedings or anything like that. But it means so much between the two schools and the rivalry and the tradition of it. So it's become a difficult game with the new system 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming off a loss like we did on Friday, it's hard for the kids. But I do think, and I trust the character of the kids, that we'll rally. We know the caliber of opponent. There's a long history there. There's a huge rivalry there. So I do think we'll rally. But, you know, at the end of the day, the preparation piece is, you know, we'll meet today and get on the practice field and try to see who's healthy and who can go. But it is a challenge, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I can only imagine. What can you tell me about Xavierian? I mean, you guys, you know each other so well.
Yeah. I think thing that stands out to me is their two defensive ends. They're both power four guys. They're as good as you're going to find, so that's a challenge right off the bat. And then they're just a complete football team. I think we're very similar. They're good in all three phases. I think we are as well. A lot of times you look at us, and I think a lot of people just view us as being very, very similar, and I think a lot of times that is true. We've had so many close games with them. Unfortunately, we've come up on the short end of a bunch of them. But it's always usually a very highly spirited, highly competitive game with two of the best teams in the state every year, and that's typically what you're going to see. So, but those defensive ends really stand out to me. They're really good players.
Finally, Brian, you mentioned the challenge of this week in particular, again, win or lose, in your previous games. In terms of, and I don't I'm not asking you to be specific, but in terms of physical condition of the team, because I know everybody, a kid plays a football game on Saturday or Friday, man, you feel it for a day or two afterwards. And you guys have done this now for 10, 11, 12 weeks. So in general, how's the physical condition of the team?
Yeah, I mean, football season's it's a battle of attrition, and we've certainly had our fair share in the last 3 weeks. We were good heading into the BC High week right before the playoffs, and then we started having guys, just here and there. It seemed like one or two every day for a little while. We had some sickness, too, that we're still fighting with. So we're beat up. I think a lot of people are at this time of year, but we certainly have to find a way to have some guys step up for Thursday, because I don't know that we'll be at full strength. We probably won't be. We haven't been the last 3 weeks. So, but again, I think that's part of the deal when you play football. It's that the nature of the sport.
Well, I know the turkey always tastes better when you win on Thanksgiving. So good luck, and I do want to talk to you next week, Brian, and maybe get some final thoughts on the season and where some of your kids are headed.
We will do that. Have a happy Thanksgiving, Rick. I appreciate you, all the work you do.
Thank you, Brian. Happy Thanksgiving. Good luck this week, and take care.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. That is St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.